Germany will sign today a finance agreement with JMAC for over $1.1 million in order to foster the work of JMAC in support of the peace agreement. We hope with this money JMAC will be able to exercise its function in the supervision of the agreement and in finding compromise solutions between the parties to foster and deepen the peace process in the country.
Yes, and what projects is this money intended for particularly?
This money is intended for strengthening of the supervision of JMAC over the peace agreement. JMAC will be able to contract more personnel who can work for the chairman in order to prepare the problems and the meetings of JMAC, and the money will be also given to improve the technical capabilities of JMAC.
We also heard you allocating some money as well to CITSAM. I mean, can you tell us how much money is being given?
Yeah, CITSAM will receive $5.5 million also to foster the supervision of CITSAM over the peace agreement, especially the security issues. You know that there are big problems in the setting up of the cantonment sites for the forces of IO and government. Also, there are always ceasefire problems. There's always still fighting going on, and CITSAM has to be able to control this, to verify this, and to find solutions so that violence is not breaking out again.
Yes. Can you tell us why your government is donating this huge amount of money?
Germany is very well connected to South Sudan. We supported the independence of South Sudan in the CPA period, and even before that, we were one of the first countries to recognize the independence of South Sudan. And of course, now the German government wants the peace agreement to be implemented. This is our main task. South Sudan needs peace. The peace agreement is the right way to do this, and we have to strengthen the institutions who oversee the peace agreement and care for the peace process and for the progress of South Sudan.
Any specific areas of the agreement that you would like to see more activities achieved?
Of course, it is the peace agreement as a whole which has to be implemented. Today is another day, meeting day for JMAC, where the government and the stakeholders in the South Sudan peace agreement will come together to discuss the open questions. And we urge the government, composed of the side of Salva Kiir and of the side of Riek Machar, the other political parties, that they put an effort into the solution first of the establishment of cantonment sites all over the country. There, actually, Riek Machar and Salva Kiir reached already an agreement. This has to be implemented now. Second issue is the setting up of the states and border commission to discuss the problem of the 28 states. There is also an agreement already between the principals and but the members of this commission to discuss borders, and the number of states have not been formed. This is urgent. This has to be done. And, of course, we need now a discussion about the policy, how to bring South Sudan out of these economic problems we all see in the country.
Yes. Talking about the economic problems, your government just donated a large sum of money to JMAC. Will you support the transitional government of national unity, like the current government? Is your government willing to give money?
Of course, of course. Germany has already a huge amount of development programs ongoing in South Sudan. Our annual engagement here in South Sudan is bordering now 80 million euros, which is nearly $100 million every year in agriculture, in water, food security, and advice to decentralized government. We will continue this. We will even enhance this. But, of course, we expect from the government that they also do their part and implement the peace progress without further delay.
Now, what mechanism is your government putting in place to ensure that this money is put to the right use?
We are in close contact with all level of governments, from the Payam and Boma level up to the national level. We have a very strong development organization working here in the country, the GIZ, German Institute for International Cooperation, and this ensures that our money gets to the right people and to the right places, and the programs are implemented without losses.
Finally, what is your final remarks to the people of South Sudan? What would you like to tell them?
My remark to the people of South Sudan would be, talk to your government officials, talk to your local representatives, and tell them that it is their responsibility to implement the peace process. The people of South Sudan deserve a better future, and we have to work together all to achieve this.